FOMO, or the fear of missing out, seems to surround us. But it's especially pervasive online. As we watch other people live their lives, or at least the versions of their life that they show us, and do things that perhaps we wish we could do or dream about doing one day. Or maybe we connect with real-life friends who we actually know in the real world, but we connect with them online because we live in geographically different places. And so we're left wishing we could do things together, but pragmatically, it just doesn't work out right now. You know, things like, for example, attending a conference, perhaps. And when a large enough percentage of the people that we know, whether only on the internet or personally in real life, when enough of those people start talking about the same thing, the fear of missing out starts climbing. And frankly, it sucks. But the fear of missing out, it isn't unique only to this time of year for all the ceramicists going to NZICA, because you had to have known that was the conference I was talking about, right? This feeling of missing out is a feeling that can sneak up constantly. At least that's what I notice for myself, but I'm guessing it happens to you as well. In fact, I think that the fear of missing out is often one of the biggest things that derails our goals and our small businesses. So let's dig into what I mean right after a quick word from our sponsors, which, ironically, is a little bit about NZICA. Because this year, I will once again be part of the live podcast tapings happening at NZICA. And a big thanks goes to Ben Carter and the Brickyard Network for all of the work they've done to make this happen again. I'm especially excited for my recording because I'll be sitting down face-to-face with one of our very own sponsors. At 2:30 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd, in room B10, I'm chatting all about building relationships with collectors alongside Peter Biesecker and Louise Rosenfield of the one and only Rosenfield Collection, which gratefully sponsors this podcast. The Rosenfield Collection of Functional Ceramic Art exists as an online source for research and inspiration, featuring photos of objects made by over 1,000 artists. The images are high quality and can be used with no permission required, making them a great resource for students and teachers. Find out more by visiting www.rosenfieldcollection.com. This episode is also sponsored by the Archie Bray Foundation. The Bray Clay Business is your best source for Bray Epoxy, a two-part moldable epoxy intended for post-firing repairs. Working like clay, it's easy to shape, texture, fill gaps, and recreate missing parts. Bray Epoxy is sold in tan, white, and black base colors, and we also have a 9-color kit that will allow you to perfectly disguise your repair. You can order anytime online at archiebrayclay.com. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the Maker's Playbook, the show where we talk all about what it's really like to make a living from the things you make. I'm your host, seasoned entrepreneur of 14 years, Rebecca Ikes Cara. Now, before we get into all things business FOMO, I want to say, don't worry about it specific to this podcast, least in terms of NZICA, because my chat with Peter and Louise will, of course, be taped and we'll get it up on the internet airwaves as soon as possible after NZICA. So just take a relaxing breath on at least that front. But I'm sure that there are many other things you might be feeling you're missing out on. Specific to NZICA alone, there are plenty of posts already starting to show up on Instagram to get the FOMO creeping up. So let's tackle this feeling associated specifically with the conference first, and then how I see it derailing so many small businesses and makers from the goals they dream of on a more regular basis. When it comes to NZICA, if you aren't attending, congratulations. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd love to meet in person, And I do hope people show up to my talk about taking better photos faster, which happens to be going on at 1 p.m. on Thursday, March 21st in Exhibit Hall B. You know, just in case you're coming. But I say congratulations, because doing something solely because of the stress of missing out is not the right reason. Trust me, I've done it. A lot, actually. So congratulations for doing the thing that is best for you right now and what you need in your life. It's not always an easy thing to do, especially when there's a lot of social pressure to do something else. And if you're worried about missing in Sika, guess what? I am fairly confident there will be other ones that happen in the future. This is, after all, the 58th annual. 5-8. So if you really, really still want to go in the future, I'm sure there will be another opportunity. But secondly, attending because you don't want to miss out, if doing that puts you in financial stress on you or your family unnecessarily, well, it doesn't make attending all that enjoyable. While the entrance ticket is fairly priced, of course, it is still a few hundred dollars. And by the time you add in flights, if you need to, hotels, food, maybe a rental car or not, potentially childcare, or paying staff to cover a studio, or a shop hours, etc., 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 it can all add up really quickly. Frankly, the cost-prohibitive nature of attending in-person conferences is part of the reason I created our virtual community. Well, that and the intensity of going from being with a bunch of podders, a few thousand to be clear, for 3 short days, only to have it end as quickly as it started, and heading back home where you may or may not have a community of fellow makers. That experience, for me, well, it's always been a bit of a mental and emotional roller coaster. And I wanted a way to keep the connections and the support systems going for the long run, on a day-to-day basis, little bits in and out every once in a while, instead of just this quick, intense hit once a year. In-person conferences can be sort of like a sugar rush at a party for a small child. There's a spike of excitement, and it is fun and amazing and intense. And then that spike comes crashing down. And everyone is tired, and really, they probably just need a good night of sleep in their own bed after a very large glass of water, even though what they're saying is that they want to stay at their friend's house a little bit longer. All this to say, NSICA will be over by Saturday, March 23rd. If you need to take Instagram off your phone for the next week or ignore the North American clay world in whatever way you can, until March 24th, for your own well-being and peace of mind, please do so. It's okay. I've missed plenty of conferences in my professional life, and I know it sucks to see everyone hanging out without you. Because yes, there is, of course, something really powerful about being in person with the people who do what you do. But I also know that missing a conference didn't radically change my life. I can still make connections with colleagues whether I went to a conference or not. It's okay. But I also know, no matter how many times I say that, it's okay. You might still feel lonely. And I hope that instead of letting that loneliness drive you down a rabbit hole for the next week of doom scrolling on Instagram, I hope you use it to pick up the phone and schedule a time to hang out with a couple of friends. Hopefully you have some maker friends near you. Maybe plan an extra long day at your community studio. Because after all, when your hands are in clay, you can't really touch a screen, right? Or if the weather is nice where you live, get outside and go for a really long hike and soak in the sun, ignoring social media. Curl up with a book on the couch and maybe accidentally take a nap if the weather's not so great. plan something that feels great for you if you aren't going and feeling a certain way about not being at NCCon. Of course, if you don't have any local makers or a community studio near you, inside of our very own community, we have a couple of different member-led hangouts scheduled precisely for during NCCA for this very reason. Fellow makers can virtually hang out and foster all the clay-centered chat that drives much of the enjoyment at NCCA from the comfort of your pajamas. The comfort of your home. From the comfort of your home. And of course, there is a link in the details of this episode description if you want to come join the community. It's makersplaybook.com/community. But as I mentioned at the beginning, in my opinion, FOMO is far more pervasive than physical events, and this episode is not just about NCCA. In fact, I feel FOMO creeping in on a regular basis every time I see someone I've been wanting to interview for this very podcast get interviewed on a different podcast. Have I missed out? Will anyone want to listen if I interview them now since it's already been done? When I say it out loud here, it seems kind of foolish, because I know that what I might want to talk about is going to be entirely different than what Ben or Becca and Ryan want to talk about on their shows. Not to mention, our interview styles are entirely different. Logically, I know this, but the FOMO still creeps up if I let it. Not to mention, FOMO gets used against us on a regular basis in order to sell to us. I don't know about you, but I regularly get given ads online for a variety of things that I'm clearly missing out on in order to grow my audience faster or improve my business or make more sales or whatever else. And it's this sense of FOMO that I actually think is the worst, because it's the sneakiest. It's the fear of missing out on an opportunity. The feeling that if I don't take advantage of this opportunity right now, it won't be there when I'm ready in the future. And honestly, that's generally just not true. If you don't buy that course that's going to unlock all the secrets to all the things you don't know about that you've been missing out on for, literally insert anything related to social media or sales or growing your audience here, well, guess what? That course will still be there later. If in 6 months you realize you do actually want to learn about Pinterest or email funnels or whatever else. But more importantly, if you don't buy that course right now, you aren't missing out on some secret knowledge that solves all the problems and skyrockets your sales or growth on the internet. Trust me, I've bought some of those courses because of the fear of missing out. Because of the feeling that if I just learned one more new thing, it would unlock whatever it was that I felt I was missing. Spoiler, I wasn't missing anything. Making a living from the things we make is hard frickin' work. It takes time. It takes commitment to continually putting one foot in front of the other, sometimes in only the smallest of baby steps. Sure, there's times when someone gets lucky. The timing of their work and their style of their work, alongside something that happens in the world, like a trend or an important subject matter that all of a sudden is at the forefront of a larger conversation. Serendipitous moments can happen. But from all the conversations I've had with makers so far, and all of the conversations I had with photographers and small business owners over the last decade and a half, it seems to me serendipity is more of a matter of consistently doing your work mixed with a touch of luck because you kept consistently doing the work. The reason I think FOMO is a larger problem for pursuing our goals is because it distracts us. FOMO is best friends with what I call shiny object syndrome, which we've been talking about recently in the community, specific to the annual planning that we kicked off at the beginning of the year. So picture this. You gave yourself a day to sit down and really think about what it is you want out of your business. You've thought about the lifestyle you'd like to have, what kind of hours you want to work, whether or not you want to have a team, how much time you want to spend in the studio, if you want to sell in person or online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of it. You gave yourself time to dream big dreams and then thought pragmatically about what you really need to do in order to accomplish those dreams. You have a plan. And so you start working on that plan. At first, it's exciting because you can see the path now. But then somewhere along the way, maybe a couple of months in, maybe 6 months, who knows, somewhere it gets hard. Maybe not even hard. Maybe it just gets a little bit boring. You don't see anything changing exactly, at least not as fast as you'd thought when you saw that you had this plan. Is the plan working? You're not really sure. And just then, a shiny billboard pops up along your path and says, "Hey, take a left turn up here and I'll show you a way more exciting plan. It's way easier than this boring route you are currently on, and it goes so much faster. I promise." And so, you deviate from your plan. You take that left turn. But it turns out, once you take that left turn, at first, it's exciting and shinier than the old path, just as promised. But after a while, it seems to be less shiny and a bit boring, like the old path. But then, as it happens, you see another shiny billboard. Hey, this wasn't entirely the correct turn. In fact, what you need to do is take another left turn up here. I promise this is going to be the one, the billboard tells you. I think you get my point. The fear of missing out are these billboards yelling at us that there might be something else we could do. There could be a different strategy, a different social media platform, a different way to sell our work, a different anything other than what we are currently doing. And of course, there is always something different that you could be doing. There are always different options. The people who have had success selling their work on Etsy instead of their own website, I'm sure have indeed had that success. And maybe their course would help you sell a little bit more than you might be currently selling on Etsy. Just the same as the people selling the other course to tell you how to get off Etsy and onto your own website probably have indeed had success on their own website. There are always options. The problem is, when you keep following the shiny billboards for fear of missing out on these shiny options, we keep making left turns. And you know what happens once you've made enough left turns? You wind up right back at the same path you started on. Only instead of being farther down the road, had you just kept going, you've just taken a bunch of time to come back to the same spot you were at before. This is why I initially said that FOMO derails us from our goals. Because the fear of missing out is generally about what everyone else is doing, not what we are doing for ourselves, not what we have chosen to do after thought and consideration and intention about what we need for our lives and our businesses right now. I cannot stress this enough, my friends. I had colleagues in photography who absolutely crushed their business growth. It was mind-boggling to me. They went from their personal independent business to owning 3 studios and flying around the world working with their dream clients. Bear in mind, we started at roughly the same time. So I struggled to figure out why the heck I wasn't to the place that they were. I felt like I was treading water, not getting anywhere on how I wanted to grow. Then I realized what the difference was. They made all of their decisions focused on the long-term goals that they had set for themselves, uniquely. I was looking at every other photographer's Instagram, trying not to miss out. Once I got clear on what I actually wanted, on the type of life I really wanted to have and the type of business I needed to have in order to have that life, everything changed. But that's a whole different story. And frankly, this kind of long-term planning is exactly the training that we kicked off this year inside of our community with. And it has been thrilling to see some of our members' light bulbs go off with how they can break down those big goals and get things done with intention, rather than being pulled in every direction by every shiny billboard online telling them what they should be doing. Right now, we're about to start digging deeper on the subject with our next book club book, which is Deep Work by Cal Newport, and I cannot recommend that book enough to you. I'll put the link for it in the show notes. It's not the entire framework I just referred to in terms of planning out goals and all of that, but it is definitely a book I reread once every couple of years. So I'm sure whether you want to join our discussion in the community or just read it on your own, you will get massive value out of Deep Work by Cal Newport. Long story short, I hope this quick solo episode encourages you to question any feelings of FOMO, the fear of missing out, that are coming up for you. Whether they're coming up specific to Inseca right now, if you're listening along in real time as this episode airs, or in general, when the internet waves its shiny billboards at you, distracting you away from what you really want. If you are listening to this as it airs and you are not going to Inseca, and that's left you feeling a bit lonely, please do consider coming to join the absolutely lovely humans inside of the community, who will be hanging out virtually a few different times during the week, specifically of Inseca, but we also do these hangouts on an ongoing basis. You're welcome to come just join for 1 month and get through the week of this conference, if that's what's right for you. What matters is that we squash the ridiculous FOMO however we can. And of course, if you are going to Inseca, I'd love to meet you in person. There are 3 times when I know for sure exactly where I'll be. Number 1 is on Thursday, March 21st at 1 p.m. I will be photographing live in front of whoever shows up for my solo presentation called Take Better Photos Faster. It's in Exhibit Hall B. And on Thursday night, I will be either wallowing over the technological failures of that presentation or celebrating a miraculous success that the computer and the camera and the screens and all of the things that needed to connect together to make my presentation work actually worked. Either way, no matter what happens, I will be at Mainline Brewery for the Pot Stars pop-up, formerly in Potsters, from 6 to 10 p.m. Now, I probably won't be there all the way until 10 p.m. because the last but certainly not least opportunity that I know where I'll be is on the next day, Friday, March 22nd, in room B10 at 2:30 p.m. I will be interviewing both Peter Biesecker and Louise Rosenfield on building relationships with collectors for a live taping of this very podcast. And of course, if you see me anywhere else, walking around in Inseca, in the hallways, whatever, come say hi. It's hard to miss me with the curly red hair. So don't worry, Inseca is one of those crazy places where people you've seen online, you actually see in person, and I can't speak for everybody, but it's totally okay to come up and say hi. It's not weird, it's pretty exciting. Ooh, So, with all that said, it is definitely time for me to go finish preparing for all of that excitement next week. Today's episode is brought to you by the Rosenfield Collection of Functional Ceramic Art. The collection exists as an online source for research and inspiration, featuring photos of objects made by over 1,000 artists. The images are high quality and can be used with no permission required, making them a great source for students and teachers. To find out more, visit www.rosenfieldcollection.com. A special thank you to the Archie Bray Foundation for sponsoring this episode of the Maker's Playbook. The Bray Clay Business is your best source for Bray Epoxy, a two-part moldable epoxy intended for post-firing repairs. Working like clay, it's easy to shape, texture, fill gaps, and recreate missing parts. Bray Epoxy is sold in tan, white, and black base colors, with a 9-color kit that will allow you to perfectly disguise your repair. Order anytime online at archiebrayclay.com. Audio post-production of this podcast is made possible by help from Christy Kotzfan, with promotional material assistance from Queenie Maliki. The Maker's Playbook podcast is recorded on the original homelands of the Potawatomi, Ho-Chunk, and Menominee people. We're the people of Wisconsin's sovereign Anishinaabe, Ho-Chunk, Menominee, Oneida, and Mohican nations remain present. Until next time, my friends, go get back to making your dreams a reality. Because together, we've got this.
This podcast is a production of the Brickyard Network, an extension of the Archie Bray Foundation for the Ceramic Arts. To find out more about our lineup of ceramic podcasts, visit brickyardnetwork.org.